Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. And, of course, our good friends over at David Hobbs Honda. Now, it's Jeff Orlovsky here at a Polish Pipe Bomb. We head out to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome in the driver, the number 17, Roush Fenway Ford, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky, thanks for a couple minutes today, buddy.
Not a problem. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, obviously last week did not go as planned, a 32nd place finish at Pocono. Your season isn't going as planned, I wouldn't imagine. How would you describe your 2019 season so far?
Well, I would say the 2019 really good and really bad. But I think now four DNFs, a few have been blown right front tires like we had this weekend at Pocono. Those are never good and tend to get bad results out of. But on the good side of things, we've had some really good runs. Kansas and Charlotte as of late have been really good runs for us. Had a top five at the Coca-Cola 600. And so we've got things right when we have them right, but we got to get a little more consistent with it.
Being a veteran of the sport, do you like the 600, where you can use your experience to constantly work on the car, pit stop after pit stop after pit stop, to try to make it better?
I enjoy the 600. I know it's a long race, but I do enjoy it. We actually needed all 600 miles to get our car exactly where we wanted. We were struggling in the middle part of the race, and we got it really good there towards the end of the race. So for us, we needed all 600 miles. I mean, there's times that you are in a good position at 400 miles and you'd wish it'd be over, but that's part of that race, and I enjoy it.
When you have the the recurring problems of blown tires and stuff that's not really, anybody's fault, stuff just sometimes happens out there on the racetrack, how does that affect the mood in and around the race shop?
You know, keeping the mood up is definitely a tough thing to do in our sport. It's, you have good runs, you have bad runs, and, you got to keep the morale up and, throughout the whole shop, not just on the team. You know, there's so many people that touch these race cars that work hard and put in a lot of hours. And, those things are tough, but you got to get past them. And you have a lot of veteran guys, I feel like, that kind of help with that. So we've had a lot of people at Roush Fenway that have, been in the sport a long time and kind of understand that. But it is a bummer when you come off a fifth place run at Charlotte and then, follow it up with a blown tire and finishing, in the back. So, it's like I said, though, it's part of it.
Besides Daytona, on 4th of July weekend, what upcoming race do you feel, either most fits your driving style or would give you guys the best chance to hit victory lane?
Well, like you said, obviously, I think Daytona, Bristol in August will be a good one for us. The mile and a half have been good racetracks for us this year. I felt like we had a top five car at Kansas, a little miss out there at the end of the race. We finished 11th or so. Charlotte, we finished 5th. So I do feel the mile and a half program is getting better. I don't think we're ready to just go dominate a race and win yet. But I do think we're close on the mile and a half. Michigan, you never know what's going to happen. It's the drafting and things like that. It could turn into a Daytona race. We'll just have to see, but hopefully
we'll win tomorrow. Now, you sort of have a reputation of a guy not being afraid to use the chrome horn. Do you think that's deserved?
I mean, yeah, no, I'm not afraid to use it. You know, I generally race people the way they talk or race me. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, when I have a, when we have a good car, I feel confident and we'll do whatever we need to do to get the best possible finish for our team and our partners. And, you know, when we aren't having a good day, I definitely don't press the issue. So I kind of pick and choose.
Okay. What, you know, say you wanted to go out and have a beverage or two after a race, which other driver are you most likely to go out to a bar with and grab a drink?
There's a few. I would say I hang out most with Larson, Hamlin, and Blaney. I would say those are people that I hang out with the most.
Okay. Well, that's it for the hard questions here. Now the soft stuff. I'm talking with Ricky Stenhouse, junior driver, the number 17 Roush Fenway Ford here on a final inspection show. What's your favorite personal car that you own?
Ooh, man, I don't know. I've got two probably. I just got a 1926 Ford Model T.
Nice.
And then I got, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the new Ford GT. So, we've got both ends coming.
Yeah, one for going fast and one for not going fast.
Exactly.
Now, okay, so now say, obviously, well, I'm sure you'll throw one in the Model T, but say I hop in your GT with you. What kind of music, you know, what do you play in the CD player or iPad now?
I'm all country. That's pretty much all I listen to. Probably 90s country is my go-to.
All right, so who's like your top two, top three?
Darth, George, and Alan.
Well, three legends right there.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Ricky, thank you very much. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. Wish you the best of luck tomorrow in Michigan and the rest of the season. And hopefully when it's all said and done, you're raising that 2019 championship trophy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, thank you. That was Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He joined me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When we come back, we'll have more of the Final Inspection Show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.